Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Aw, that deep V. Aw.
You're fucked up now. Nugget, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like booby nipples and pretty too. My difference is women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
Yo.
Hey.
We're back.
Yep.
Kind of,
yeah.
This is going to be Flashback Friday?
Flashback-ish.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Not Back to the Future.
I like Back to the Future.
Back to the Past. Yeah.
Back to the Future, then Back to the Past.
There we go. This is actually going to be the last episode that we're going to post for 2014.
Yep.
So it only makes sense for us to go back to episodes past and kind of give some highlights of some fan favorites.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of fan favorites, though, this show wouldn't be possible without our fans subscribing and downloading.
Right.
I'd like to shout out some people that I know off the top of my head who've kind of been down since day one.
Now, we are going to forget some, so just don't get all pissed off. This is just from what we're thinking, right?
For sure. I'm only trying to, right now, all I can remember are attractive white women. So we'll start that off with Hillary. How you doing? We appreciate your download. I appreciate your body and other things. You can Facebook me, text me, email me. You could do all of those. All of the above would work for me as well.
He's willing.
Yeah. I'm free this weekend too, yeah. So you know, keep that in mind. Who else do you want to shout out here? Ashley. Ashley got a shout out earlier on in the season though. She listens all the time. Mm-hmm. You got anyone? Who you want to shout out over there?
Robert. Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah. He likes everything that we post.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Who? Alethea.
Sure.
She's all the way in Washington. She has ugly toes. I want all of our fans to know that. No, not all of them. One of nine, apparently.
One of nine.
Yeah, there's one in specific that isn't the best looking. She's good looking, though. Sure. Hi, Alethea. Your boy, your husband, Ronald.
Ronald
Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate your services, sir, in the military. Yeah. You are a man. I am not. And that's all I can really... Sakina. Who else can I think of right now?
Fans? It's like all of like 17, you know what I mean?
Hillary again. Hey, Hillary. Thank you.
He wants to make sure he's taking you.
Anyways, so we'll start this off. Yeah, so we're just going to kind of go back and talk about some old highlights of old episodes.
Sure.
And just so all of our fans know, we are now only going to be doing shows bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Not bisexually.
Bisexually too.
Right.
Yes.
So every other Friday now.
Every other Friday.
Still on More Like Radio.
Yeah.
And still download on iTunes.
I mean, the other Fridays that we're not on.
Listen to it again.
Yeah, listen to another one. I mean, we'll probably just post a different one.
Yeah, because we have so many jokes, you're going to miss something.
Right.
Matter of fact, as we tried to make this episode and find highlights for you guys, we wanted to do all of our episodes and condense it into 60 minutes.
This is a true story.
Guess what? We're at about 38 minutes of material, and we're only on episode 3.
Right.
So, you're welcome.
We're like Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
You're going to watch it again,
uh-huh.
And you're going to be like, I didn't even remember that part last time.
That movie is very secret funny.
It is.
I see a new joke every time I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm high all the time that
you
I watch
are,
it.
You are high all the time.
Yeah. Pineapple Express, baby. Anyways, we'll see you guys next year. Appreciate all you guys. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at, what is it?
Official DV.
Official DV.
Yep.
You can email us, officialdv@gmail.com.
Right.
The tweeter. At officialdeepv.
Right.
All of our guests for coming on. We appreciate everybody. 2014 was better than I like to say that it was.
It was. You know what else? We're getting real close to that 200th like on Facebook.
The 200th like gets a free shirt.
That's a nice shirt, too.
I'm going to delete my Facebook account and remake one to like on the 200th.
That's a good idea.
I want a shirt.
I know you do.
Deep V.
Yeah.
It's so deep. Yes. 2015.
Yep.
See you guys next year. What up, motherfuckers? This is
Deep V.
Deep V.
You are now being infected.
Correct.
By Deep V.
Yep. Gluten-free like Ebola.
Absolutely. I'm Ski Ray.
And I'm Mike.
And I am 100% herpes-free.
He is.
Technically.
I can contest to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the reason why I say technically is because right now it's not inflamed, so...
Right.
No one needs to know.
Correct.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Agree to disagree. What are we drinking today?
Summer brew.
For our listeners who are just now listening, we drink a different beer every motherfucking episode.
Every episode.
What we've decided on today...
Summer brew.
Summer brew.
Coors Light.
I like summer brew.
Yep.
You know why?
Why?
It has a summer kind of taste to it. Honestly, if I had to give it a description, it probably tastes like white girls with sunburn.
Yes.
And hot seat belts.
Mm. You know what?
Summer brew.
You make summer brew sound disgusting.
Do I?
You said seat belts. My seatbelt thing just beeps and beeps and beeps. I fucking hate the seatbelt.
I like seat belts.
I hate you.
Safety first.
You know what? I'm going to pop one right now.
I also like white women.
You want to pop one?
Let's pop one.
Let's pop it.
Summer brew, bitches.
Well, let's just go into that a little bit, because if any alcohol beverage company was like, hey, I'm going to listen to this stupid fucking podcast here, and I'm going to give them some alcohol, we're drinking it. And you know what? If Zima was like, the old CEO from Zima is like, hey, I think I have like 10 cases of Zima in my basement. I'm going to send these two fucking morons. Have them drink this shit for a year. Guess what we're drinking?
Zima.
Yep. It starts with a Z and ends in an Ema.
Okay. All right. My mom used to drink that when I was a little kid. I remember. Yeah.
I feel like that's the old person Smirnoff Ice, right?
I just remember Zima because I remember she'd be like, stay in your room. Mm-hmm. And then like I would crack open the door and all I remember seeing was a Zima logo.
So she didn't want you seeing she was drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Is that what it was?
I imagine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zima's for rebels. I mean, you know you're pushing the envelope if you drink the Zimas.
You were a badass.
But you know what? Okay, so we can both agree that summer brew is pretty delicious.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good. And I hate Coors, so...
What I don't like about summer, though...
Okay.
What am I about to say?
It's hot.
And also...
sweaty.
Water.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm honestly not the biggest fan of water.
Right, that's right. You know what? I'm going to go on a little bit farther in this. That is so stereotypical, it's outrageous.
I am the stereotypical black that doesn't like fucking water, so deal with it. But you know what? Here's the thing. I feel like white people should take advantage of it. Like, you've got all kinds of fucking people in Missouri right now fucking...
Michael Phelps, obviously. So we took advantage.
Okay. Not Michael Phelps. Right. Close, though. But with all the fucking rioting going on, if you want to clear your streets of black people...
Fill it with water.
Flood them with water. If you have to fucking canoe to your house, I promise you there's no blacks in the vicinity.
That makes sense, because I don't know a lot of black people from Italy, and I'm pretty sure that they canoe and stuff there. Right,
I guess so.
I think
I don't know any blacks from anywhere other than here.
Not too many black survivors in the Titanic, that's what I'm guessing.
Right Okay.
All right.
You know why, though?
Why?
Because we didn't fucking sing and like kumbaya as the ship went down.
Right. One of the blacks were the violinist. They went down with the ship, though. I remember that.
That's bullshit.
Well, I'm going off the movie, so that's obvious.
They paid that black-ass motherfucker to do that. If you didn't pay him to do that, there's no way he's going down with that ship. I'll prove it to you right now. I still to this day have never, ever, ever seen the Titanic.
The movie or the actual ship?
Well, I wasn't the best in history, so I've never read about it either, to be fucking honest with you.
Amazing.
But I've never seen the movie, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I know how it ends. Guess what?
Sure.
The fucking ship sinks.
I hear that. What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to get into what I brought them up for is, sponsors.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of influenced us wanting to do this.
They have a lot.
They've made it. They've got a lot of sponsors.
They got some sponsors. But we do, too.
We do.
You know, we'll give you 10 or 12 of them. Is that fine?
Let's bring them up.
I'm excited.
This podcast, The Deep V, is brought to you today by DirecTV Remote Guide. Okay.
It's just a loop. Channel one. You know, I'm not going to do the whole thing. I'm just going to say brought to you by. Okay. Is that fair? Because we don't have to do it every time.
Go for it.
Brought to you by High School Girls Basketball Refs.
Okay. They are a under fucking...
underpaid, yes. Underrated.
Undervalued.
American heroes.
What would the world be today without women's high school basketball refs?
Who fucking wants to watch that, right? And they're doing it and they're reffing it.
Yeah.
They enjoy double it. Watch.
This was also brought to you by Styrofoam Ice Chest.
The $10 ones you get at Circle K.
Are they $10?
Something like that. Yeah, it's that outrageous.
Shout out to Circle K for the $10 Styrofoam Ice Chest.
We'll take some.
Yeah.
Brought to you today by Aglets. That is the plastic things over the tips of your shoelaces.
Okay, all right.
Because, you know, if you don't have them, try to get those fucking things through loops. It's impossible.
Seriously.
You need aglets in your life.
Yeah, or you know what? You know a way to get around that.
Hmm.
Barefooted. Just have the foots out.
If I step on, you know, 3 or 4 Legos, I'm done.
Okay, okay. Or you can go the Velcro route.
You bought me some Velcro shoes.
I did buy him Velcro shoes.
And I have those cream Velcro shoes still.
Nice.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to wear them.
Okay. This was also brought to you. This one's my favorite. Paul George's leg.
If you don't know, he broke one. And we don't know which one he's thanking because one of them gave us the sponsorship. It's the broken one or the healthy one.
You know what? I felt bad when I saw that happen, though. I really did.
You know why you didn't feel bad?
Why?
Type in Paul George net worth. Nobody fucking cares.
I did feel bad.
Nobody feels bad.
No?
Fuck that guy.
You know? Did you hear what he did to cheer himself up the next day?
Bought ice cream?
He bought a Ferrari.
Fucking asshole. Fuck that guy. You feel bad.
$90 million.
$90 million.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got another leg. Shut the fuck up,
he's
right?
He's 2 legs. Okay. He's fine. All right.
I want to fuck Serena Williams.
This is the first conversation we're having until the next conversation will be like, you know what? I kind of want to try penis. She's so big and muscly. I feel like you're having sex with a guy.
Listen to me. First of all, her ass. I'm an ass man. Mm-hmm. Clearly. Yeah,
right. I get that.
If her ass were to be cooked,
right,
it would end world famine.
If Paul stood up, painted his ass black, you'd be like, God damn, that's Serena Williams.
I have a little bit of cellulite. It's not a sexy look.
It's disgusting. Look, she looks like a guy. Oh my God.
Look at that, though. I'd annihilate.
Thank you. Alright. See, Paul's right. On my side. I'd fuck the shit out of her.
I cannot wait.
Now don't misunderstand. Don't misconstrue this. In no way am I sitting up here telling you that she's beautiful.
You're like, I want that six pack.
What
in
I
my
am
mouth.
Telling you, okay? What I am saying here, let's get this straight.
Right.
She's a pretty ass slave. But what's a good thing to yell out like that, like when you're coming?
What did you yell out to make your son?
To make my son?
Yeah.
Well.
It's probably Kobe.
It was, oh shit, your birth control.
I will tell you that I bet you Kobe says Kobe when he does it.
Okay. Well, then let's just take this time to kind of help people out and think of some good things
some
to
good
say.
Some good ones to say?
When people are in this situation, when you're about to come, mm-hmm. what is good to yell
when
out?
When you want to help the mood.
Yeah, yeah. But we also need to do, though, to build it up. Yeah. We have to actually make the sex sounds before
the
you come.
The pre-sex sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Who's going to start this off?
I'll start it off. Okay. All right. So you're like, surprise, motherfucker.
All right. Oh, I just thought of another good one. Okay, I'll say that one to the end. But here's my first one. I'll be like, oh, shit. Boom, shakalaka.
Little NBA Jam reference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're so much nicer at it than I am. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible.
That before we got here.
All right,
in the car.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I'm you know what? From here on, I want you to make the noise, and I'm gonna say my thing, and then you go for yours.
Let's go.
Because mine is angry.
Okay.
What I would imagine the Kraken sounds like for reals.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Oh shit! I'm about to come.
Obama.
Obama.
Obama. I didn't want to say
Obama.
Yeah,
Obama crap.
Oh, I'm right. Yeah, if I had to pick one, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. I got one for you.
Sure, okay.
Oh, shit. OJ! For our listeners who aren't that slow, OJ murdered someone.
You know,
so.
You see what he did there with the glove doesn't fit type deal?
You must quit the glove.
You're welcome.
Quit the glove, please. You got another one?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's hear
it. All right, here we go.
Oh shit. Oh, I'm about to come.
I forgot a condom.
I got a little video game reference.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
I'm not gonna tell you which one it is because I don't know how well I'm gonna do it.
Alright, I'm excited.
But if you're an authentic gamer, you're gonna get this.
Sure.
Okay. Oh shit, I'm about to bust. The fuck,
I would imagine that's Tekken.
No, that is Ken from Street Fighter when he does the spinning kick.
Damn it. Yeah, yeah. It was close. It was a fighting game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
It was a fighting game. All right. Yeah. All right. Let me just say it one more because it goes with the same thing. Sonic Boom!
Sonic Boom would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be good.
Or finish him, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a game one.
I got a couple more.
All right, go ahead and do another one. I got
just
another
do one.
I got one here, real. All
right. Shit, I'm about to... Pro-abortion!
give me the noises. Give me the noises.
Okay, okay. Oh, shit, I'm about... Oh, fuck, I'm about to come.
Don't worry, it's just pee. We've all said that, right? Or is it just me?
Holy shit, I've not said that.
Yeah, I haven't said it either, right? No, me neither.
Okay, last one.
You doing one more?
I got one more.
All right, I got one more. I got one more.
I got one more, too.
Okay, you do first.
Okay. Oh, shit, I'm about to fucking come. I'm about to... Praise be to Allah!
I had a similar watch. I was thinking Osama.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Smart, good minds think alike.
Yeah, I guess. All right, you ready? Do another one. Do one
That's
more.
All I got.
All right, no, I mean, give me the noises. Give me the noises.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I'm about to come.
He opens a boy.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. We're going to take a break. Deep V, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We need some more cocaine.
Cocaine.
Sandusky's Basement.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's only fair.
Right.
That we talk about Jerry Sandusky.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Me likey the Jerry Sandusky.
My three eldest sisters went to Penn State.
Really?
Yep, I was almost going to go there.
You are lucky they're girls. That's the first time that's ever
happened.
Right?
Seriously.
They were going to get raped by Jerry Sandusky.
How about his wife, though?
What about her?
What an asshole she must feel like. Like, what? Like, seriously, like, what type of ancient pussy do you have for your husband to prefer boy booty hole?
How bad
over your pussy
is your pachina? Okay, that he's like, you know what? You know what's better than this? 9-year-old butthole.
She thought nothing was out of the ordinary when she saw in her basement a red swirly slide going down and a teeter totter and lots of strawberry milk. She saw Ford padlocks on the door and was like, you know what? My husband really values his privacy.
He's so secret.
So he had little boys who were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Right.
In the shower.
He was the greatest salesman alive.
So I love my son.
Right.
I mean, he's honestly the greatest thing that may have happened to me in my life.
You have already broke the stereotype, so it doesn't matter. You're good. Yeah.
He does things that I question at times, though. That, like, okay, for
example.
Another thing that he does. I sleep with my shirt off.
Okay.
Okay. He sleeps with me. Sometimes he sleeps in his bed next to me, or he sleeps in the bed with me. Yeah. He points at my nipple. Ask me, Dad, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I tell him it's my nipple.
The nip.
He goes,
don't worry about it.
So you have a Baba Daddy?
Are you saying that he Peter Griffin'd you?
Basically. I say no, Royce. It's my nipple. He says, you have milk in your Baba Daddy?
Oh, you almost spilled that.
I did. I say
no!
I did it. I said, no, Royce. That's my nipple. And he says, you suck your Baba Daddy. Like, you jackass. So clearly the next day I got a membership to the gym. A dude in our crew who plays cornhole with us. Who am I about to say?
Lauren?
Brandon. He loves to talk about how good he is at cornhole.
He's so bad.
I hate the way he talks about it.
It's so gay.
Because honestly, I feel like anyone as good as a game called cornhole as he is a racist.
Absolutely.
100%.
There's no question where, like, you're still last in the group. You know what I mean?
In no way does he like black people.
Right. He hates the blacks.
For sure.
Yeah.
If I found out tomorrow that he was looking for the movie 12 Years a Slave in the comedy section, I wouldn't be surprised. Another thing that I like to do in my free time.
Right.
Bean burritos.
Talking about the big fucking burrito from Del Taco?
Mm-mm.
just bean and cheese burritos.
They are so good.
They're so good. But here's the thing. I've been eating so many recently.
Okay.
That bean burrito is no longer a noun, like a person, place, or thing.
That's not... Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm using bean burrito more as of a verb. Is that an action?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So when someone's like, hey, what are you doing Friday? I'm like, I bean burrito. That's how many bean burritos I eat.
So you're saying you're just shortening it down to like, I bean burrito.
Okay.
So it just happened in your body.
It's a verb.
Absolutely. There's something about eating a bean burrito that makes me like want to sit on the couch and watch Univision.
Well, that's very racist, but I like every second of it.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Because I'm very drunk right now. I'm so drunk. Uh-huh. And there's no way, shape, or form that any human being not drunk, like, hey, let's go to Del Taco. I'm like, let's go to fucking Del Taco and eat a fucking bean burrito.
Hey.
Noise I made.
Hey, now. Simone. The last thing, or I would say one of the last things that bean burritos make me want to do.
What?
Watch Selena.
Selena!
Anything for Selena's. This bumper was ripped off by Selena's.
Another thing that I like to do after I eat bean burritos is take a lawn chair.
Okay.
And bring it to the front yard. Not the back.
It's so racist.
I'm sitting out there with the Corona. Yep. And I've got an extension cord.
Right.
With a George Foreman grill.
Right. The kitchen grill.
Carne asada. Healthy, is it?
You guys need this tinted or no? Well, we're here with the Kraken. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm the Kraken. I'm originally from Houston, Texas. Currently living in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm a flight attendant.
That is fantastic. You're a fucking flight attendant?
Yes, and I'm not gay, by the way.
Okay, so just so our listeners have an understanding of exactly like what you look like, the type of vibe that you give off, I want people to know that, like, you know that creepy feeling that you get when you're walking somewhere and you feel like someone's watching you and you look over your shoulder and nobody's there?
Right,
that is 100% the Kraken.
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
That is how I'm feeling at this moment. And he's sitting right next to me.
Absolutely. He's the person that you envision, like, when you're at home scared and you hear something in your backyard. It is the Kraken that you expect to see when you pull the curtains back.
Well, I do own a van with lots of toys and candy.
What is your sexual orientation, Frank?
I'm as straight as they come.
Are you as straight as they come? Or are you like borderline? Like, I'm a little squirrely.
Okay, let me. To be honest,
I'm
as straight as they come.
Sure.
But I do like things getting shoved in my butt every now and then.
Oh.
Do me a favor. Give us a website plug.
Yeah. Give a little plug to a website you like.
Yeah.
Divinebitches.com.
The Kraken.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
When women tells you something stupid like, deeper. You ever had a chick tell you that?
Yes.
I want it deeper. Which, for starters, is humanly impossible.
Right.
Just, let's get that out of the
Correct.
Goddamn
like,
way.
Are you in yet?
Just so everybody knows, men don't, me specifically, I don't come with like a stowaway dick
right.
to attach in times of emergency. Mm-hmm. What I got is what I got.
Right.
So when you say deeper, all that really means to me is like,
make funny faces and yell louder to give the appearance that I found some magical dick in the back of my pocket.
Correct. You know, that gadget penis.
Right. But for realsies, though, this one time, I may have accidentally took it too far. I was following her instruction.
Okay.
She said deeper like 17 times.
Right. Okay. Okay. That,
I took it extremely personal. So I powered up like Tony the Tiger right before he says great.
Right.
They're right. Okay. I got that shit going.
Sure.
And honestly, what I think happened was I may have like bent her fallopian tube or severed her asshole or something. Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one I did. Okay. But, you know, tomato, tomato. Right. But she did. I felt bad because she did come limping out of my house and I've never heard from her again.
Mm.
Right.
What hole did you put it in? You said pour the ass.
I'm not really sure what happened.
You just pushed down on the vagina?
Right. I feel bad. Not because of the whole sex thing and I hurt her, but she left her phone. So I feel terrible.
It's free phone.
Hey, you left your phone. You know,
come back.
I couldn't. Right? Oh, no. Don't leave your new galaxy. It was like it was that whole kind of thing.
What's your 4-digit passcode? Right.
True or false? Are you anywhere near where you thought you would be in life 10 years ago?
No.
No.
You?
Me neither. I don't know. I don't know exactly where I thought I would be today, 10 years ago, but I do know where I thought I wouldn't be.
Right. You expected to be better.
Right. I'm exactly where I thought I am never going to be right there.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Got a 2-bedroom apartment, a roommate.
Not bad.
A kid.
Here we go.
Empty fridge.
There we are.
$20 in my tank.
That's a lot of money.
Boost mobile phone.
There you go, baby.
And a tan shirt. But tan because it's Thursday.
Oh.
I've been wearing it since Monday.
Okay.
Used to be white.
Sure.
That kind of thing. In the wilderness, could you survive for that long? And if so?
No.
No?
No, I could not.
I mean, me personally, I'm not going to make it to the first commercial.
Right.
If I'm on 21, or Naked and Afraid for 21 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
zombie apocalypse right now. How long you living?
I don't know, to the evening of that day.
That's about the same for me.
The only reason I know I'm not going to live very long is because I'm not a good man.
Okay.
Like, I can't man.
You can't man.
I don't man. You know, anything that has anything to do with man,
right?
Ask a man. Don't ask me.
Okay. All right.
Let me tell you how non-man I am.
All right.
Do you know what tools I have in my house as we speak?
What tools?
And these are called tools because that's what I call them.
They're your tools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a ruler, a 12-inch ruler, a ruler. I also have a leveler.
Okay.
Some nails.
All right.
And a mini hammer. Ask me what I use these for.
A mini hammer.
A mini one.
All right.
Ask me what it's all used for.
What are you using for?
Hanging curtains. But in all seriousness, though, the curtains couldn't look more good.
Right. Well, I mean, like, 12-inch ruler.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
They're so straight.
They're so straight.
If I had to go on Naked and Afraid, though, I wouldn't last very long, but I would try and pick a partner to ensure my long lasting.
Okay.
You know who I'm picking?
Who?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're taking The Rock, huh?
He can protect me.
You know who I'm taking?
Who?
Bear Grylls.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also... Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
He gave himself an enema.
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Rock, though, just because not only can he protect me,
right,
but he looks like a pretty warm dude on a cold night.
He does.
You know what I mean?
You want to Star Wars him.
Absolutely. I mean, my first choice, clearly, is a blanket. Right. But a close second is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's a stronger blanket.
Yeah. Speaking of Naked and Afraid, though.
Yep.
If you were stranded on an island and could take 3 things... What are you taking and why?
Okay. I'm going to win this game.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first. And I'm going to make mine quick.
Go.
You're going to give me just terrible answers. I know it.
Okay.
I'm taking a solar power generator.
Uh-huh.
100 gallons of water.
Uh-huh.
And a satellite phone. I'm gone by the end of the day.
I like that.
I win.
My
That's all you need. Right? All right.
Well, fuck me. Because my answers.
I'm excited.
I want a TV.
Yeah. No. Well, here we go.
Let's see.
First thing I'm taking is a woman, but she comes like with her entire head and face duct taped like a rape victim. You know what I mean? Like where she talks like this and all you can hear is.
There's a lot of rape going on here.
I don't want her there for her companionship.
Right.
I want her there for her bend over shit.
Okay.
You see what I did?
I got you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you want the top end of a fish and the bottom, you want a reverse mermaid.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm liking that. Yeah. A reverse mermaid.
There you go.
Perfect. Because you know, the second thing that I'm bringing is another roll of duct tape. But here's the thing. It has double use.
Right.
The main use of it is just in case the woman somehow gets the initial duct tape off of her head and face off.
To bite through.
I can now reapply more, but only this time I'm tying that bitch's hands.
Right.
And her feet.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
It's very rapey.
And it'll also help me build a shelter, but more for restraining a woman.
More for the rape thing.
Right. Finally, though.
Yep.
I'm bringing a machete. Also has dual use.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm worried about this one with the last end.
Helps me hunt.
Okay.
Helps me build my shelter.
Correct.
And I'm going to keep it around just in case a bitch want to act up.
Right.
In case she finds another man on this stranded island, I'm cutting the bitch in half. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, are you going to give him the other half? Why wouldn't you just kill him?
Yeah, we'll go 50-50. Guess what half I'm getting? Bottom, baby. So, on average, how long would you say you go sexually?
Average?
Yeah.
I don't know. A song? 3 minutes?
What song? a long one?
It's not going to be an R. Kelly song, I can tell you that.
Okay. On average, for me too, I would say that it's kind of tough to say, because I really just kind of like ride the wave. I do what's necessary to get the job done.
Correct.
Like, if I'm coming in, I'll clock in for 8 hours if I need to.
Would you?
Full day's work.
Really?
Or... If you give me the green light and say be quick, I will quick draw McGraw that ass. I'll be a huckleberry motherfucker.
If she says be quick,
yeah,
I'm done. By the time she says quick.
Seriously, what's your record?
Oh, okay. I do have a record for this one.
Please go.
This is constant, okay?
Yes.
1 hour, 1 minute, and 4 seconds. Thank you, daylight savings.
Incredible. What's my record? I'd say I've probably fucked for nearly 2 hours. Probably over 2 hours.
2 hours of thrusting?
Yes. Maybe more.
Jesus.
But that's just because, only reason I know it was for that long is because I remember putting a turkey in the oven. And when I started, and when I finished, it was burnt.
It was so dry.
Some might say, oh, that sucks. Thanksgiving must have been terrible that year. Nope. I just fucked. Thanksgiving was incredible.
For 2 fucking hours.
Right. Got a special guest for you. He's out on bail.
Yep.
He's an ex-con. He's looking at me pretty scary like right now.
Just describe just a little bit of him.
He looks like Samuel L. Jackson if he had an anger problem. Right. His parole officer does not approve of him being here. He didn't listen to him. But I feel like you don't get to prison by listening to people. So he said, fuck it. I'm coming to do the show.
He's staring.
Right.
Right now.
Oh, he is. Can you feel it?
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, first off, mate. Don't ever refer to me and Samuel Jackson in the same sentence. Second, I told you I'd get you motherfucking money for your speakers back. This ain't got it.
You stole my entire sound system.
Nigga, I said I'd get you money back. You didn't need it.
Okay, well then my next question to you is going to be, how do I say this?
In English, motherfucker.
I've seen Oz once or twice. So don't lie to me. How much butthole sex happened while you were in prison? True. I just want to know.
All right, let me tell you, man.
Ooh.
You ever refer to me in butthole sex in the same sentence? And we're gonna have a problem.
Okay.
Second.
So you're not denying?
I ain't what?
All right.
All right, well, first off, I didn't do it. Supposedly, I had walked into the establishment in which I was employed.
Okay.
Walked into the safe and stuffed probably about $14,070.67 in my pocket.
Supposedly.
Then I jumped on an airplane.
Uh-huh. You paid cash.
Private or commercial?
Commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
First class?
Cash, motherfucker. How'd you know?
$14,000, just a guess.
Now, I jumped on the airplane and then I flew to, supposedly anyway, I flew to Omaha And then from Omaha on to O'Hare in Chicago. Allegedly, of course.
Okay.
And they say, why? Why? Tell them that is human nature looking out across my window.
I hate every moment of it.
Sweet seducing sounds.
This is so bad.
If this life,
I have the weirdest boner right now,
is just an apple, let me take a bite.
Did that sound like it?
A little bit, actually.
Were you impressed?
A little bit. Now, does that say anything more, like, about Michael Jackson or Britney
Spears? No. I sang, though, because did you hear, like, how soft, like, I was singing, like, my voice?
Very softly, yeah.
How soft is Michael Jackson's voice?
It's soft.
I want to say he's the sweetest daughter a mother could ask for. I'm pretty sure he pees sitting down.
There's no question.
Past tense, excuse me. Peed.
Peed.
R.I.P. MJ.
Maybe, I don't know.
Is he alive?
I've seen some of those Inquiry movies.
Really?
Or magazines.
Uh-huh. Do you think he's alive?
No, I don't think he's alive. He's very dead.
Another person.
Yep.
Michael Sam got cut from the St. Louis Rams.
The gay individual.
Yes, the gay football player.
Gay people are so gay.
They are gay. So you know what gay. I mean? I don't like how they get offended when someone calls them gay.
Right.
Because that's no different than saying, I'm black. I'm white.
Yep.
Be what the fuck you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're gay.
But he's also black.
He is black. A black gay.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, you know.
Right.
The separate sections.
Right.
Of race.
I also understand that Michael Sam had a full access summer pass to Never Never Land with Michael Jackson. I'm kidding. I'm not like homophobic or anything.
Right.
Just jokes.
Yeah.
Right.
He does not like gays.
Did you see his shoe endorsement he had for his cleats?
No.
Jimmy Choo's. That's a woman high heel.
It's a high heel. It's got one cleat in the back.
Right. I also feel like, though, not just me, though, but, like, all black people are always grumpy about something.
They're not happy sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm saying sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes is a compliment. I feel like they wake up and read the newspaper to highlight things that they're grumpy about. Like, you know what? I want to rehash this with lots of other black grumpy people.
Like, the teacher was like, hey, do your homework and highlight. That's it?
Speaking of that type of black person,
okay.
My dad, he's that black afro, black power fist afro.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never noticed.
So pro-black.
Okay.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I am very proud of my half-blackness.
Sure. Right.
That's where I got the ability to shoot a basketball.
Right. You are good at basketball.
That's where 8 and Change came from.
That's probably where that
absolutely. Started. So yeah. There's lots of benefits to being black.
Right.
Just so everybody understands my dad and how black he is, he's that carry lotion wearing nigger. Okay. And just so people understand, because I know we have a lot of non-ethnic listeners.
Right.
Carry lotion is the niggeriest lotion that you could possibly wear, where he's just slimy and slippery type of shit. Like, if carry lotion had an... it's so black. If carry lotion had an endorsement or, like, a spokesperson, Harriet Tubman. We thought about doing a segment. We should do it.
What do you want to do?
You want to do it?
You want to do the black guy voice?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to do a segment called Name That Black Guy. Because if there's anyone who have distinguished voices, it's black guys.
Black men.
Right. We should just go back and forth kind of thing.
That's fine.
I'm going to do...
Why don't you go first?
You want to do the first one?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Let me think.
Okay. I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Take it. Take it, Jake. Take the money. It's yours. It's in the wall. Get on the safe, Jake. You know who that is?
It sounds like... Now, I could be 100% wrong.
Uh-huh.
Forrest Whitaker?
Boom.
Forrest Whitaker! Nice! Yeah, right. Nice!
So good.
Yes!
Lazy eye. Lazy eye, Forrest Whitaker.
Right.
His eye is so wonky.
It's...
Yeah. You know what? I actually had eye surgery because I kind of had a situation when I was a kid.
Okay. I remember he told me that this looked places.
Yeah, I had to get laser surgery to get my eyes stitched straight because, I'd be looking at you right now.
Right. We're right next to each other.
Right. And then one eye would be kind of doing its own thing. Like,
okay.
Not a lazy eye, but like...
A dog's tail.
No, one eye was just extremely independent, like a single working mother raising two jobs. That was my eyeball.
Your eyeball listens to Beyonce Single Ladies.
Yes.
24/7.
All my ladies independent.
Throw your hands up at me.
Right. So. Let's do another voice. Do you have one?
I do have another voice.
Okay, let's pull it up.
Okay, my voice. You ready?
Let's do it.
Now, let me just say, mine's kind of a black dude, but not really a black dude.
Okay, so.
Okay, you ready?
So he's Wayne Brady.
Worse.
Okay, go.
I'm just a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. Oh, fucking yes. Robert Downey.
That was incredible. You're welcome. I don't know how I'm gonna follow that. You can't follow that.
It's followable.
You can't follow a dude disguised as a dude playing another dude. That is the dude of all dudes.
Dude.
Let me try.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Riggs! I'm too old for this shit.
True story. I was going to do this exact one. Danny Glover.
Boom.
It's a true story. I was going to.
I like that. We think alike.
We do. Yeah, we're very gay.
Let's do another voice.
Okay. I only got one more. Okay. I'm going to let you go again.
Uh-huh.
Maybe again.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go to the end because I think mine is amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
I just thought of one.
Okay.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Yes, this is how I talk. Ain't you seen my movies?
True story. Samuel Jackson's first words was, motherfucker.
I got another one. I don't know if this one is valid because it's a drawing of a black person.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Quagmire. Where's Peter?
No. Cleveland Brown.
Cleveland Brown from Family Guy. Nice.
From Family Guy.
Right. Okay. Do you have one?
I have one more and it is amazing. Okay.
Boom.
You ready?
Go.
Pretend I'm reading Harry Potter.
Okay.
The red.
Oh, I know where you're getting at.
What am I getting at?
Floyd Mayweather. Jr. Who would have thought someone so rich was so fucking dumb?
And doesn't know how to read.
Can't read. He bought a Ferrari or a Mercedes, and you know what he calls it?
What?
Mercedes. Oh my god! But you know, I like Floyd.
Me too. Yeah, no, me I know. Too. He's right. Even though he can't read.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah,
reading's dumb.
It is.
Stupid. I watch DVDs.
That's the faster reading.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
reading is for people who I don't know
can't afford DVDs. Right now, you're not very black.
You don't think so?
No.
Listen to me. Just the other day, yep. I preemptively bought hot sauce in anticipation of running out of hot sauce. Like,
just in case.
There cannot be a day where I'm out of hot sauce.
You know what? I have a half a bottle left.
Right.
I better buy three more.
I'm so black. And you know another thing that makes me really black?
What makes you black?
I just recently finished making payments on my couch. Okay. 24 of them.
Ran the center.
2 years later, I'm proud to say I am now officially the owner of a raggedy ass wobbly couch. All right, well, this is another episode, so that means what are we drinking today?
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Ratata.
Jefe. Simon. Tell me more about this El Jefe beer because you're the beer guy.
It's a good beer. I mean, I don't know much about it, but it's a good beer.
That was the worst review I could ever have imagined.
Hey, it tastes good on my lips.
Tell me about El Jefe. It's good.
It's beer. It's yeasty.
It's beer. You have to be 21 to purchase it is the thing with it.
Not in Mexico, baby.
Right. So basically, is it a Mexican beer?
I think they want to make it a Mexican beer, but the people who make it is Widmer Brothers. So I think it's like a Polish beer.
Like, because I could take this as maybe you're a racist by pronouncing it as Jefe. Maybe it's Hefe.
Hefe?
Yeah.
That could be that,
it
I
could
guess.
Be Hefe.
Yeah, it could be Hefe.
We're drinking Hefe beer.
Hefe beer. It's El Hefe.
No, it's a Mexican beer. So being that it's called El Jefe, it's basically the fucking beer of Machete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want to star in a Quentin Tarantino movie, You drink El Jefe.
Machete.
Yeah. Machete is so awesome.
He is.
You like him?
I do.
I saw him get hung one time, and as he was being hung,
right,
he stood, or stood, he stared at the guy that hung him, and he was like, this noose is itching my neck so bad. wait till I'm done hanging. I'm going to fucking kill you.
After I die, I'm going to kill you. Right. So hard.
They kind of go over the top with it
sometimes. I do. That's what Tarantino is, though.
Like, that's the point, though, yeah. Right? I get it.
Because
one time he got shot in the forehead with a bullet.
Right.
And he was like, ouchie.
That is true.
It was at that point I thought, this is a good movie.
This is a good movie. I don't really have to pay attention to watch this movie.
Right.
I like this movie.
This is great. So here we go. We're going to do the back and forth thing, give our listeners a couple of things to yell out when the man's coming.
Let's do this.
I'll go first.
You're going to go first.
Yep.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
We're going to do the voice too?
You're going to do the voice both times.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'm about to come. Oh, my God. I'm coming. Happy Mother's Day, just in case. That was good.
That was good.
You got one?
Yep, I got one.
Okay, that's
all right, good. Go for it.
You want the voice?
Yep.
All right. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm about to.
Do you accept Visa?
Awesome. All right, I like that. I can't really top that. Let me think about it. Okay, all right. Half-seas on an abortion?
Get the punch card. Yeah. It's cheaper.
Your 10th visit's free.
You're right, yeah.
I like that. Okay, all right. Umbrella.
Yep.
Go for it.
I need that voice.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I'm about to come.
I finished a while ago. I'm just going to keep going. It's already in there.
That was incredible. All right. I got a good one. I got a good one. I'm about to. Oh, fuck. I'm about to fucking come. Oh, shit.
That was intense.
Oh, shit. I'm coming. Oh, your pussy itch is so good.
Scratch.
Bush, yeah. Bush joke. You got one?
I got one. That's right.
Oh, fuck. I'm about to come. Shit, I'm coming out.
You are now with child.
I like that. You're now, you bear child.
You are bearing child.
Right. I got a good one.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Shit, I'm about to come. Don't move. Hold still. Wait. Womp, womp, womp.
Why have I heard that so many times before?
I'm gonna go. Oh, I just thought I only got one more.
I got one more too.
You got one more?
Yep.
You go first.
Okay.
All right. Oh, fuck. I'm about to go. Oh, shit. I'm about to.
Shazam, and boom goes the dynamite.
All right. My last one.
Yep.
Is for the 90s babies.
90s babies.
Yeah, you ready?
Like born in the 90s?
Just like you grew up in that era.
Good enough.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, shit. I'm about to. You've got mail.
AOL, baby.
Yeah. All right, enough of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Midget sex? Taboo or you're welcome?
Little baby elephant.
Right. What's the shortest woman you're comfortably having sex with?
Oh, 5 foot.
Okay. So like by your bed, is there a sign that says you must be this tall to ride?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So less than 5 foot, you're getting weirded out like you're having sex with like a teeny baby?
Right.
A beanie baby.
Yes. A T-Y beanie baby.
That's what I was getting at. Okay. Yeah. All right. You remember the midget we went to fucking high school with?
I do.
She had the ass of an adult black woman, but the body of Matilda.
Matilda! What a movie.
She actually would have been a smooth transition from me fucking bears to, like, chicks.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing.
Because she walks like T-Rex.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, her ass is so big. When she walks, she always looks like she's stumbling forward.
Like she's walking to the theme song of Oompa Loompa.
Right. But with her, you know, with her being a possible smooth transition from bears to
correct
to humans,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering.
Yep.
Do you think she gets her clothes from Build-A-Bear?
I feel like she doesn't get them there, but she could definitely wear them.
Also, here's another. That's very true. Mm-hmm. She could save so much money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I just thought about.
What?
Have you ever seen more than one midget at one time? Like, together?
Oh.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Ever.
No.
They are either incredibly independent,
yep.
or they have, like, their own, like, midget community or something, because where nobody's too short to drink from the water fountain, you know what I mean? Like very short spouts.
All the water fountains are a foot tall.
Right. Midgets. Are they small adults or grumpy kids?
They're
a little bit of both.
They're a little, yeah.
A little bit of both.
Height challenged.
Yeah, sometimes they're always like very mean though. Like,
well, wouldn't you be fucking pissed? If you were 3'3"?
I want to know, here's the thing.
Okay.
Do they enjoy a good slide or a swing still? Because my only reasoning for not going to the playground anymore is that I'm just too goddamn big.
Right.
But if I could fit, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Swinging.
McDonald's playpen. Also.
The ball pit.
Yeah, the
yeah.
ball pit. Very, very, that's where the cold derived
yeah.
from. You get flu every time you hop out of that motherfucker.
Your mom's like, we need to give you chicken pox. Let's go to the ball pit at McDonald's. Yeah.
Also, why are midgets' heads so big?
I think that they grow like at the ass speed.
Ass speed?
You know, like their ass, you said it's big?
Ah, okay, okay.
Their ass speed?
It's trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
For a balance, they need to maintain
that. Right, well, I think that's where we got bobbleheads from, though.
Okay, that their head and ass has to be big to balance them out, because, like, did you know that if you cut, like, a cat's whisker, they would be, like, so off balance they couldn't even walk straight?
Is that true?
True story.
Holy shit.
Please do it.
Tequila, I'm coming for you.
You have a dog named Corona and a cat named Tequila.
I do. I have a problem.
You're Mexican or you have an alcohol problem.
I probably have a little both.
Both. Nice. I like that. Okay, all right. But their heads are very big.
They're so big.
I feel like they possess, like, some infinite knowledge. Like,
right.
Like, they bestow all the secrets of the universe
they can
behind their
up.
Forehead.
Right. They can move objects when they stare at them. Right. Right. Yeah.
They
do have big heads.
They can do magic for real.
They have... They can't. Right. Siegfried and Roy just has a bunch of midgets everywhere.
Yeah. David Blaine mm-hmm. and... what's the other guy's name? Chris Angel. None but
mind freak.
None but tall midgets.
Makes sense. I don't know enough about science to disprove that.
Right.
So.
Boom. Here's the other thing that I'm wondering with midgets that I need to ask.
Hmm.
You know how I enjoy a Lunchable here and there.
Yeah, I love Lunchables.
Lunchables are good.
I love them.
But for a midget, is that a snack or a buffet? Like that's a legit question. You know
I
what I mean?
It is. Yeah.
Can they eat the same as adults, or does like a Happy Meal do it for them? You know what I mean? With a high C, you know, I need to know.
You think they get charged for the Happy Meal, or like just a normal price?
Do you think they get children admissions tickets at the movies?
That's a good question.
Do they enjoy like, no, a good you cartoon?
You have a big head.
Yeah,
you're a midget.
Yeah, you're not tricking anybody.
You're an adult.
You're not getting that head in a 3T neck T-shirt. Have you ever seen a midget's foot?
No.
Okay, well, let me describe it for you. Let me help you
out. Wait, why do you know a midget foot?
Have you ever played with silly putty before? Like, you squish it in your hand?
Yeah.
Midget foot. Very discombobulated.
My question, how do you know a midget foot? Have you had sex with a midget?
No, just like I told you. First thing I look at when I meet a chick is her foots.
You meet... Wait.
That high school chick?
Yeah.
I was like, look at your foots.
Foots.
Look fucking weird.
Foots. Her brains.
Right. No, that's not where I saw it. I did see one on TV, though.
Okay.
TLC, of course. So I also saw...
Your stupid show?
Yeah. Little couple.
Little couple.
Yeah, I saw the chick's foot.
The midget married.
It looked like the chicken wing that is really weird looking that you don't want to eat when you finish chicken.
It looks like she says, grab my strong hand.
It looks like the piece of the blunt one, like you roll a blunt and everyone's passing it around and it comes down to the roach and like you're trying to hit that. Everybody be like, no, I'm good. That was a midget foot. But you know what else I saw on TLC?
Hmm.
It was a really good documentary.
That doesn't happen.
pregnant and paralyzed.
Is that a real documentary on TLC?
Yes. Just watched it 4 or 5 days ago.
This is why I don't watch TLC.
Really?
For shows called Pregnant and Paralyzed.
Because the first thing that I'm thinking about when I hear that is awesome.
Really?
To be paralyzed and fucking? Like, that's commitment. You know what I mean? Like, but more importantly, questionable, because how is that happening? You know what I mean? If you're paralyzed from the waist down, like, how does your vagina factory work? You know what I mean?
It
doesn't. Shouldn't there be workers outside, you know, like pussy boycotting, saying they want like more pay before they work again?
Shame on paralyzed vagina.
You know what I mean? Like, for a paralyzed pussy, I feel like, you know, to get that rustic lookout, you know, they need to have the Property Brothers come through and knock that fucking dust off the pussy, you know?
Right.
Reupholster your shit.
You know? One of them is saying, you should go somewhere else. The other one is saying, I can rebuild this one.
That's what the Property Brothers do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. They take the rustic lookout.
They do.
And bring the, you know what I mean, more...
Modern
look in. Yeah. Boom. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Whoop. There it is.
Also, another question just thought of.
What?
Did she fake it? Because if she said anything along the lines of, oh, that feels so good, she's a goddamn liar being paralyzed, right?
That would feel so good if I wasn't paralyzed. Right. That's what she says.
Oh my God, I think you're doing me so good, but I can't feel this right now.
Joe Swanson style.
Maybe she has one hell of an imagination.
Right.
Take that into consideration. Yes. As if getting a chick to come wasn't hard enough already. Now
it's impossible.
Right. Now I've got a chick that fucking... I got to get a chick to bust who has no feeling below the waist. You know what I mean?
Right.
Talk about setting me up for failure. You know what I would do?
What?
To get her to come? I'm tickling the shit out of her nipples.
You're tickling them?
Tickling them. Isn't that what you do with nipples? Especially if she's paralyzed on the waist.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I suck nipples.
You suck them?
Yeah. I'm like...
The olden days.
So long ago.
When our deep V's were just baby V's.
They were little baby V's.
Good to reminisce and think back.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look forward to the future.
Sure.
I'm excited for 2015.
Are you?
Lots about 2014 I won't forget.
Go on.
Hillary. She's she'll always be a part of my 2014. What am I going to remember from 2014? Starting the podcast for sure.
Right.
Yeah, lots of followers, listeners now. This is something we're doing, as we said, bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Appreciate More Like Radio for bringing us on to the network.
Right, right, right.
Helping us out.
Some of the shows on there.
Yeah, all of our guests that we had on.
Yep.
We didn't get to all of them. Just like I said, this was just the part one of the Best of DV.
Yep.
Part two is coming later when we're too tired to do an episode. We're going to... We'll put some shit together and just slop it all up and throw it out there at you guys.
When we're having a lover's quarrel and we don't want to see each other.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. What up, Shy Kids? we love Shy Kids.
Yeah.
But we appreciate everybody following us. Like I said, none of this would be possible without you guys.
Right.
New Year's Eve is one of those crazy holidays where lots of bad things happen.
A lot of bad things happen.
But good things, too.
Yeah.
Good sexual things.
We made a lot of mistakes last year.
Yeah. Hi, Royce. Everybody drive safe this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do anything stupid. We talk jokingly about...
Uber's so cheap.
Yeah, Uber. You got the Lyft thing out there.
Yeah.
Taxis. Get into a car with a random person. Just see how that goes. That will be funny drunk. To just get into a car like, hey, guy, take me 7 miles east.
If you survive, think about the story. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
Right.
I remember New Year's last year like it was yesterday.
Do you?
Yes.
I remember like it was like 365 days ago.
Do you? It was around there.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. I got lost. I lost my phone.
That's right. I remember.
I lost my phone.
You walked like 10 miles.
I lost my wallet. Yeah, yeah.
That was amazing.
That was amazing for other people involved other than myself. But anyways, we appreciate everybody again.
Yeah.
And our next episode will be January 2nd.
Yeah.
See you guys then. Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourself.
Feels all right. fool that